Laura Gonzalez is a 10-year-old female, previously healthy, who was admitted last evening for new onset type 1 diabetes, not NDKA. As part of her admission labs, she had a UA that showed large ketones and glucosuria, elevated blood sugar, and normal bicarb, and also her TSH was elevated, which is concerning for hypothyroidism. So we will go ahead and obtain a free T4. Isabel has a strong family history of autoimmune disease, which includes celiac disease, and we'll follow up with an IgA level and a TTG. So as far as plan is concerned, we will begin a basal bolus insulin regimen based on a total daily dose of 0.5 units per kilo per day of insulin. And with that, we will start with Lantus 9 units, and we'll give that at 2100. And then we'll do a correction factor of 1 for every 100 over 120, with half corrections overnight, and a carb ratio of 1 to 28. Labs, we will continue to check blood sugars every morning, QAM, QHS 3 hours after each insulin dose at 3 a.m., and PRN for any signs or symptoms concerning for hypoglycemia. We'll do a ketone dipsticks for blood sugars over 240, and we will follow up on the free T4. We'll check the IgA and the TTG, and we'll also check the islet's autoantibody panel, and we'll keep her on maintenance IV fluids for now, and we'll start her on diabetes education. And Laura would be ready for discharge once her blood sugar control has been achieved, her home insulin regimen is finalized, diabetes education is complete, and the patient and family is comfortable with the plan.